When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was a whole...
We're talking love today on Connecting Faith and about the emotions, how emotional intelligence will transform your marriage. We're going to talk today about if your spouse is a pain in the neck. Well, no, that's not really quite true, but Lisa Marone joins us again. We get together every other Monday for a little health and fitness conversation. Lisa is a physical therapist, a professor, an author, and a speaker, encourages people to get healthy, for heaven's sake, and she has a Monday morning health minute or health memo. And today, Lisa, welcome back, by the way, and you were talking about back and neck pain, which is... Man, that is way too common for a lot of people, isn't it?
It is. You know, we're on Valentine's Day, and many of us have a spouse that we love, and we've been watching them suffer from neck or back pain for quite some time. That is actually one of my my expertises, if you would. I'm a spinal orthopedist and a physical therapist, and I've been teaching and writing on recovering from back and neck pain for about 27 plus years now. And so there's a lot to know about your spine and things that can go wrong with it.
We think that it's all about sort of slip discs, right? But that's not quite the reality. Just give us a little understanding.
Yeah, you know, for many years, the terminology slip disc became commonplace. And I have been in surgeries, watching surgeons replace discs that have been broken down with artificial discs. And let me tell you, those things are wedged in there so well that they take a hammer and a chisel to get those things out. So there's no way that your discs are slipping. What does happen, Neil, is that your discs were created with this beautiful, God is such a great engineer. He created them sort of like a radial tire, in that in between each of our bones in our spine, there sits this disc that has a hard outer layer, and that layer is made up of 12 to 16 different radial rings. Their fibers are running in opposite directions from one another, so that way they have great strength. And on the inside, there's a soft, like gelatinous material, and it's the combination of wearing down of that outer layer from the inside out, just like a radial tire would wear out, where we'll get some migration of that soft gelatinous nuclear material, that internal material, kind of migrating through that fissure and approaching the outside part of the disc, which is highly innervated itself. Or we have a situation where we can perforate through all of those radial rings in our disc, and then that gel is out in free space, and it is free to go press on spinal nerves and create pain that could run just as far down to our fingertips or our toes.
And, of course, there, as you said, many people are experiencing that day by day, and there's some pretty simple causes, I guess. I mean, the not surprising causes that we're experiencing this pain.
Yeah, you know, barring some real traumatic event like a car accident or a fall or, you know, just watching the Super Bowl, you know, those kind of pile-ons, disc destruction does happen primarily over time, and it happens for one of two reasons. It either happens because we hold our bodies in very poor posture, or it's because we spend a lot of time in a flexed or a bent forward position, repetitive bending forward. Our discs, Neil, are sort of like, if you want to think of it as a water balloon that's closed off, and if you push on one side of the water balloon, the water is going to push away from that pressure. And so when we bend our head forward or we bend down to the ground, then we're putting pressure on the front of the disc, and that pushes that soft gelatinous material towards the back, and that's the direction that we end up breaking down our discs. So that repeated bad posture where our heads are hung forward or we're bending a lot or sitting a lot, those are things that really put our discs at risk.
Every time you're on with me, Lisa, I just find myself sitting up straighter. So you should be on more. It would help me. So
I feel I have that effect on people. I guess over the airwaves as well. people get straightened up around me.
Is that going to make a difference? I mean, if we're having some chronic pain, is posture going to help? Are there some things that we can actually do to minimize the increase in pain?
Absolutely, posture does help a lot. Because what it does is it takes the continual pressure off of the disc. Some people's discs have gotten so bad that they now no longer can stand up straight. If they put their head over their shoulders or they put their shoulders back over their pelvis, they actually increase their pain. And at that point, you're going to need someone with skilled hands to come alongside you and help you with that. I see this over and over again. There is a technique in terms of recovering from bulged discs. Now, let me just explain the difference between a herniated disc and a bulged disc, because that can be confusing. A bulged disc is when the disc has started to rupture from the inside out, and that gel has moved towards the outside, and the outer rim is protruded, but it's not broken through all the way. And those have great rehabilitation outcomes. When you have fully herniated the disc and the gelatinous part is kind of out in free space now those are going to be more difficult to recover from, and you do lose some disc height because some of that nuclear gelatinous material has escaped. But here's the good news, Neil, is that 50% of people on MRI who have herniated discs have absolutely no pain. So even though you've gone into a doctor and have had this MRI and you've come back with a herniated disc, don't lose hope, because a lot of times your pain is not coming from that. So you need a super sleuthing physical therapist to figure out exactly what your pain is stemming from.
So I think we've talked in the past about the tech neck, I mean, not holding our head down all the time, good posture, some of those things. Are there some maybe exercises, things that we could do to minimize the stress on our spine and our discs?
Yeah, there's some really great exercises. If people would either look at my book, Overcoming Back and Neck Pain, I have two chapters in there on how to recover from disc pain. You can also Google the name McKenzie Technique, McKenzie. That technique is one where you can recapture that bulged disc and restore normal mechanics. The other thing, if you just want to prevent yourself from getting a bulging disc or wearing down on your disc, if you happen to have a sedentary job and you're doing a lot of sitting throughout the day, it's great to take breaks every half an hour to an hour. Just stand up at your desk, place your hands on your hips, and just bend backwards 5 or 6 times. That's great for the discs in your low back, because all of that nuclear gelatinous material has pushed back, and so when we bend backwards, we push it back to the middle, and so that's great for your low back. For your neck, performing a chin tuck or chin slide exercise is excellent. So if you've been looking at your computer a lot, your neck starts to ache you. If you think about when you're looking at your computer, you tend to slide your head forward, chin first. If you did the opposite and you slid your head backwards over your shoulder, keeping not backward bending, but sliding it back into place repetitively 5 or 6 times, that again is going to help to take that bulging nucleus and push it back to the center where it lives happily.
Hmm. Do you recommend for Valentine's Day a back or neck rub, or only with a trained professional?
You know, I think that we can absolutely have back or neck rubs from one another, but it is a good idea. A lot of times you try to rub people's necks when they're sitting up. It is a good thing to just have someone lie down either on their side and you do one side of their neck at a time, or face down or something like that, because when you're sitting up, you're holding your head up with all of your neck muscles. And so it's hard to massage muscles that are at work presently. And so that's always a nice Valentine's Day thing. Give your spouse a coupon for a nice back or neck massage. They'll love that.
I like it. Lisa Marone always has great advice. Check out her book, Overcoming Back and Neck Pain, or you can go to her website. She's also written To Get Healthy, for Heaven's Sake. We're talking with Lisa Marone, physical therapist, professor, and author, makes a regular Monday visit with us here. Lisa, happy Valentine's Day to you. Thanks for talking with us today again.
Thank you, Neil. You as well.